Okay, we're joined by Professor Mark Edmonds of the Department of Archaeology at the University of York. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hi.
Now, you've been giving a talk this morning. Tell us what you've been talking about.
Well, I think a lot of people came here to watch the partial eclipse and were surprised to find an archaeologist talking to them. But I was here to talk about the evidence that there is for the interest that people in the past have shown in the sun, in the moon, and the stars. So looking at sort of prehistoric architecture, art, artifacts, all of which tell us quite a lot about people's attitudes towards the heavens.
So the most famous one must be Stonehenge, I guess.
It's the one that people always come back to because it just has this sort of very iconic quality to it. But in fact, there's evidence all over the place for people's attitudes towards the sky.
Tell us about some of the things you've been looking at recently then.
Okay. Well, some of the things I was talking about this morning are monuments from about 6,000 years ago, maybe 350 generations in human terms, from what we call the Neolithic.
Right.
Monuments that have architectural arrangements, the positioning of stones or other features, which catch certain astronomical alignments. So it might be that the monuments are arranged so that the sun travels through them at the on a particular line at the midwinter solstice or the summer solstice. Stonehenge obviously is known for that, but many other monuments have similar kinds of arrangements.
And there's some examples of this up in the north of Scotland, I think.
All over the place, but in the Western Isles, certainly, and in Orkney is probably some of the most spectacular ones. An amazing so-called passage grave called Maes How. And the sun shines down in midwinter into the central chamber where the bodies of the dead would have been at that time and that time alone.
Why would they have picked that particular time of year?
I think it's not that people are trying to create a calendar. It's more that they're trying to make sense of their own lives, cycles of life and death, in relation to cycles in the heavens as well. So in a world where the land dies back and is born again in the spring, those kinds of events, solstice events, would be potentially of great symbolic importance. And if you can tie that to people's attitudes towards the dead and perhaps even an afterlife, then again it might have an extra resonance.
Yeah, I mean, we know about many cultures around the world who make patterns in the stars to help describe the seasons of the year and know when to plant their crops and things.
Mm-hmm. But maybe just to describe it, but also to seek help. You might actually be calling on the spirits or the gods that you recognise in the stars to help you and to ensure that the crops will grow, that the land will grow back. I guess the other thing that as archaeologists that we look at is looking at how knowledge of the heavens, knowledge of the movements of the sun and the stars are important to people, not just perhaps for religious reasons, but also for political reasons, being seen to be in control of the movement of the stars, being able to talk about it, having some kind of arcane knowledge of that, might be seen as an expression of authority. That if you have the gods on your side, or at least their expression in the stars, then your authority over other people might be seen as being particularly enhanced by that.
Right, so it then becomes important to track the stars and where their positions are in order to keep your power.
And the impression, underwriting your power through some reference to the gods, if you like, and the gods perhaps recognised in the way that the sun sets in particular monuments or rises out of particular sites. But we also know from objects that we find that people were acutely aware of and very closely attended to things like lunar cycles as well as the movement of the sun. We have artifacts from as long ago as 5,000-6,000 years which have on them carvings of or other decorations which show eclipses. Lunar cycles.
From 5,000 years ago?
So I think it's a very different kind of knowledge to the knowledge that astronomers have now, but nonetheless a very sophisticated and complex understanding.
Yeah. Well, they started it for us, and
indeed,
we've only built on top of what they did.
Yes, absolutely. And there's still plenty that we don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking to us on the Jodcast.
Cheers.